I was on my girlfriend's toilet the next morning when Olivia messaged me. My post had accumulated more responses than I could possibly read. Perhaps it shouldn't have come as a surprise that none of the lewdness, the appreciation, not even the occasional brutality of these comments satisfied me. The anonymity of the photos felt cowardly, the distance of the viewers so great as to make their sentiments meaningless. The only part that thrilled me was repeatedly refreshing the page to see the photos reconstitute themselves again and again, not in a private folder on my phone, but in a shared white room accessible from all corners of the world. I was guilty of some trespass against my girlfriend, Romy. That was clear from the fact that I was refreshing the page while hiding in her bathroom. Romy's drugstore brand cleanser was perched on the sink. Her clean hospital scrubs hung on the back of the door like a poor drawing of a person. But, I reasoned, looking down at my phone, the photos had nothing to do with her. It was only my body that appeared in them, and my body didn't belong to her. What would Romy do if I showed her the photos? She'd be a little sad, a little confused. "What can I do?" she would say, convinced that only some inadequacy of hers could leave me wanting the affirmation of strangers. I assumed the vast majority of the responses were from men. Their comments were full of typos and references to their erections. I smiled, scrolled. When I refreshed again, the message at the top was from a user called PaintergirL1992. I read the words in the preview, "Excuse me," and stifled a laugh. "Excuse me," the message read. "I'm sorry to intrude. Your photos are very beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I would love to buy you a drink. Are you in NY? Sorry to be so forward. I hope you have a lovely day. Olivia." "Olivia," I replied. "Where do you live in NY?" "Baby?" Romy said loudly from the hall. "Are you okay in there?" "I'm fine," I said. Olivia was replying in real time. "Clinton Hill," Olivia wrote. "BK, are you in NY too?" "Yeah." "Would you like to meet?" "Who are you?" Olivia sent a link to a social media profile. "Do you want some coffee?" Romy called through the door. I opened Olivia's profile. I didn't know what to think. I put down my phone and yelled, "Yes!" over the flush of the toilet. You can see why I didn't trust myself. There was no reason, in the first place, that I should feel so beautiful and isolated. I had a lovely girlfriend, selfless, adoring, great in bed, with the strong arms and shoulders produced by years of rugby. Yet, for reasons that were still unclear to me, I had uploaded the photos the previous evening while sitting only 2 feet away from her after dinner while she answered some emails. The only thing I was clear on was why I had never shown Romy the photos. Romy was the noblest person I had ever met. I liked extreme people, people who seemed to embody an unambiguous idea about life. What would it feel like to be unwaveringly good? The poles of Romy's nobility were her self-sacrificing nature and her absolute insusceptibility to the superficial. From a young age, she had prized a sense of competence and the belief that she was capable of making a significant social contribution. After toying with the possibility of a political career, she had decided to pursue pediatrics. In her off hours, she volunteered as an EMT. She was so preoccupied with her vocation that she was immune to beauty. The concept hadn't occurred to her outside an introductory art history course.